There is a debate brewing in Harrisburg about how to help Pennsylvania's poorest residents. It's about a cash assistance program for people who can't work that advocates say is a crucial lifeline. Keystone Crossroads contributor Aaron Mozell reports Republican lawmakers are skeptical it's worth the state's investment.
For the first time in decades, John Boyd feels hopeful about the future. He's not living on the streets anymore. He's got his own apartment in West Philadelphia, and he's sober. No cocaine, no alcohol.
17 months ago, I just made up my mind. I'm tired of living like this.
Boyd's rent and utilities are subsidized thanks to a federal grant program that helps the homeless. He's also one of the 6,000 state residents enrolled in general assistance. The program provides cash to people who don't qualify for traditional welfare, and most participants are waiting on the state to approve a disability claim. Boyd qualified because he's in a substance abuse program that prevents him from working.
Recovery has really changed my lifestyle all over again. I get stuck sometime when I start thinking about the past and everything, which I know I can't change. But it's worth the while, though. It's worth the while. I'm happy and content now.
General assistance provides Boyd with roughly $200 a month. He uses the money for things like clothing, deodorant, transportation, to therapy, to his GED classes, to church, which Boyd says are all critical to his recovery.
Can't do it alone. Always try to make it and get to a different level in my life alone, but I always would get stuck. So I know for a fact that I definitely need support.
For anti-poverty advocates, Boyd's story underscores the argument for general assistance. While there are safety net programs for families and food and housing, nothing else helps low-income residents afford the things those programs don't pay for.
General assistance is a huge life-saving program.
Kristen Dama is an attorney with the nonprofit Community Legal Services. The organization led a years-long legal fight to restore general assistance in PA after it was eliminated in 2012. The state Supreme Court recently restored it, but it's again under threat. Dama says it needs to stay.
It's a program that supports people who take in children in their community because they can't stay with their parents. It's a program that helps women fleeing domestic violence, people in active substance use treatment. These are folks who are really struggling to get by on a day-to-day basis, and general assistance is the only income supports that are available for them.
Critics of general assistance say there are more accountable ways to help the poor. Republican State Representative Stan Saylor backs a bill that would again eliminate it.
One of the things I've been encouraging the governor and his administration is that we aren't fighting poverty here. We aren't doing our job. It's one thing to hand out money, but if I give you money and you've never had to deal with it, or if I give you money for food but you don't know how to cook it, I'm not helping you. I'm not moving you the next step up out of poverty.
Governor Tom Wolf wants to keep general assistance and has asked for $50 million for it in the state's next budget. But he knows Republicans have the votes to kill the program, so he's proposing an alternative. He wants to funnel that $50 million into an affordable housing program that provides rental and utility assistance. Some housing advocates, though, are torn because many of the people they serve need general assistance and affordable housing. Laura Weinbaum is with the nonprofit Project Home.
What do they call it? A devil's bargain? There's not a clear winner in that. People really need both. They need housing and they need subsistence supports.
But given Pennsylvania's divided government, that bargain may be the most that poor people in the state can hope for. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Aaron Mozell.